There are a lot of staggering numbers when it comes to opioids in Alaska. 3/4 of the state's drug overdose deaths last year are attributed to prescription painkillers or heroin. Blood-borne viruses like hepatitis C are exploding, and so are healthcare costs. It could cost as much as $90 million to treat all the Alaskans contracting hep C from injecting drugs in a single year. Here's another figure. The number of needles exchanged at one Anchorage nonprofit doubled in just 2 years. As Alaska Public Media's Zechariah Hughes reports, the program is a way of reducing health risks and long-term medical costs, but it isn't without controversy.
At the Alaska AIDS Assistance Association, or 4As, at the corner of Spinard, a 40-year-old man empties a plastic vodka bottle stuffed with dozens of needles as a volunteer runs through quick questions.
And your gender?
I'm male.
What's your ethnicity?
I'm white.
Are you getting these for others?
Yeah.
About how many?
Two or three.
Great.
4As runs the largest syringe exchange in the state. Basic info like this is collected every time someone comes in to trade used syringes for new ones. It's anonymous, so no one has to give his or her name. A person can get up to 50 needles, along with other supplies.
26, female, white.
So how many needles do
you have? I have like 80.
80, awesome. So just so you know, we can only give you 50.
I know.
Okay, any cottons, tourniquets, cookers?
Everything but cookers, please.
Okay.
When I visit the exchange, it's a Friday afternoon, which, according to volunteer Zane Davis, is the busiest time of the week.
People are prepping for the weekend. You know, there are a lot of people who just wait until Friday and then they use over the weekend, so they've really got to come in and stock up.
In just a few hours, dozens of people come through. Two red trash cans gradually fill with clear plastic needles. A cardboard box in the corner takes on Gatorade and soda bottles packed with syringes. The plastic is puncture-proof, so it's a safe way to carry them. Because 4As collects data at each exchange, they have a lot of information about who's using the program, one of just 4 in Alaska. Last year, they gave out just under 500,000 needles. This year, they're on track to outpace that. There's a stable base of about 2,200 users, but every month, around 80 new people come in for the first time. Most are getting syringes for themselves, but plenty are getting them for others, friends, partners, siblings, like a young man who just wants to use his first name, John. He's here picking up for his brother as he tries to help him get clean.
I'm keeping him at my place to clean him out, you know, wean him down.
John knows the exchange well because he came here during his own addiction. His path to heroin started like a lot of people's across the country, first with painkillers a doctor prescribed for a back injury.
Made me go down the rabbit hole, so to speak, you know. As, you know, it started out pills, then went to heroin, smoking heroin, then it went to shooting heroin.
John sold everything he owned and bankrupted his business. His marriage of more than a decade fell apart, and he lost his 4 daughters. It took isolating himself alone in a cabin for over a month to get off heroin, and he's been clean now for 8 months. John is like a lot of people who use the exchange. The vast majority are between 20 and 40 years old. He's white and male, both of which are demographic majorities. Another 24% of exchanges are done by people who identify as Alaskan Native, which means they're overrepresented relative to the state population. Near closing time, more people start showing up. Some are anxious and rushed. Most are exceptionally polite. Many are coming from or going to their jobs. A painter, a heavy equipment operator, a bartender. One woman in her 50s dumps 120 needles into the bin and explains she collects and gives out syringes to keep friends from reusing the same ones.
Well, if they have to reuse them, tell them to, like, put it in bleach for, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know a lot of people get infections if they're reusing their, you know, that's why I try and say, hey, here, and pass them out.
Programs like this are criticized for enabling drug use, but advocates say people are already severely addicted by the time they start showing up at needle exchanges, and the goal is to reduce how much harm they're doing to themselves. The tip of a needle quickly dulls after each use, which can damage veins and make infections more likely, infections which can spread if needles are shared. Public health officials also say these programs are shown to funnel a portion of drug users towards health care and treatment they wouldn't otherwise access. Zane Davis, the volunteer, is a pre-med student at UAA, and he works here because he thinks it's an effective way to limit the spread of disease as people cope with addiction.
Really, I think providing them with clean, safe supplies for free is the best way to prevent them from hurting themselves in the community more than they already are.
Forays also distributes naloxone, the overdose-reversing drug that many say is slowing the pace of opioid-related deaths. Davis has an interesting perspective on this. He grew up in the Mat-Su Valley, which has seen some of the worst consequences of the state's opioid crisis.
I knew people, I had like acquaintances in high school who I knew who ended up overdosing. You know, the valley's pretty small, so you know pretty much everyone you went to school with, and there were one or two people who died.
At the time, Davis says people were aware what was happening but didn't discuss it. He also sees the other side. His part-time job is in a hospital emergency room, and there he sees some of the same faces from the exchange.
Yeah, it's not easy to see someone in the ER who's overdosing, who you see really regularly at the exchange, and to maybe develop some rapport with them. I just have to kind of focus on what I'm doing and try to get through it, and usually I end up seeing the patient in the syringe exchange like a week later.
Eventually, the line dwindles down, the doors are locked, and the lights are turned off. Syringe exchanges are a challenge to run. The federal government has been strict about not allowing money to be spent on needles. But some of those prohibitions are relaxing as public officials struggle to cope with the ongoing opioid epidemic nationwide. Matt Allen coordinates HIV prevention at 4A's. He says the exchange ends up guiding high-risk users towards the HIV and Hep C testing the 4A's runs on site. They did more than 700 tests just last year.
We get positives all the time, and it's kind of surprising. Most people are not surprised. They have an inkling that they're positive, not just by showing symptoms, but from their behaviors of sharing syringes.
And Allen says the exchanges are cost-effective, preventing much more expensive interventions down the line. The price for curing Hep C with medications is around $90,000. That covers almost a full year of running the syringe exchange. About half the program's budget is just paying for all the needles to be incinerated. Just $44,000 was spent buying the actual syringes last year. Allen says most people who come in are from Anchorage and the Valley, but villages, hubs, and towns across Alaska are represented.
A lot of villages, you can't buy syringes. And so it just makes you wonder if they're just reusing and reusing those same syringes and sharing them.
4A's runs another program like this one in Juneau, and there are two more smaller exchanges in Homer and Fairbanks. This location ends up serving folks from around the state. People from 82 communities in Alaska were given needles last year. Part of the budget for supplies comes directly from people who use the exchange. 4A's asks everyone to try and give a dollar each time they come in. And throughout my visit, handfuls of coins and crumpled bills are tucked in a red metal box. A sign on the wall reads that if every exchanger gave a dollar, almost a quarter of the program's budget would be covered. In Anchorage, I'm Zachariah Hughes.